VentureCast.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the Quantum Leap Your Business and Life podcast. My name is Bethany London, and I am an energetic VC supporting CEOs and entrepreneurs in multiplying revenues and opportunities of their business through intuitive guidance and energetic healing. I am obsessed with finding and releasing blocks so that you can start receiving the guidance and opportunities that will be bringing you quantum leaps with ease. If you are looking to upgrade your business, life, spirituality, or need a perspective shift to flow, you've come to the right place. Leave it to me to pull out the juicy stories, quantum leap hacks, and how our inspiring guests have tackled obstacles and gotten into the flow to reach new heights of success. My intention is to bring clarity and massive awareness that infinite possibilities are everywhere. Your next moment could be a miraculous one. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Let's uncover their strategies, have fun, and see how we can quantum leap together. Today, we have Melissa Bright with us, and I'm excited because we're going to try something new as well on the podcast where I actually tune into the energy of her or the business. We'll see where we are guided. But first, we're going to talk about all things that she has quantum leaped, because I know she has, even in the time that I've kind of known her, which is really only on social. We were in a PR class together, I guess you would say. Online group. So that was beautiful. So yeah, tell us a little bit about you. And when did we meet? Like, would have been 2020 or the end of 2020, 21, 22?
The blurred line somewhere in the last 3 years.
Yeah. And yeah. I love your shares because you're super vulnerable with what like the reality is in your life, I believe, on the socials, yeah, which people do. So yeah. I want to acknowledge you first and foremost for that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So kind of like just my journey in the last couple years is 2020 was funny. That's all I need to say about that. And so I really went through like a big like depression phase, not bringing in money for my family as I was a travel agent and the world shut down. So I really started asking myself like what really brought me like joy, fulfillment, purpose, like what is she good at? And the conversation, like it just always came back to me that I love talking to people, having deep conversations. So enter podcast, started my podcast, and then simultaneously I did not
know
this.
What is it called?
Oh, The Bright Side of Life.
Yes. She's always in yellow.
And I'm always in yellow. Yes.
One of my favorite colors.
I know. I love it. So anyways, my healing journey started. That's something that I never thought was going to happen. I just thought I was going to have these conversations with people. That's great. And it actually led me to heal a whole bunch of trauma, losing my mom, all this stuff. So now 2023, that's the year we're in, right? That's when I decided I wanted to do coaching and help people. I feel like I've healed enough that I can now go and help other people and hopefully transform their lives. Because I always say I hate thinking about other Melissas out there because I know the crap that I have to deal with inside my head and I want to help other people. So very new into this business. So when you made your post, I'm like that. Let's talk.
Okay. So have you been acquiring clients, let's say through the podcast or through, like Facebook?
So right now it's my most successful platform is TikTok. It's where I get my most engagement. That's where I get people being interested. I am on Instagram. I am also on Facebook, but TikTok is where that's where I've gotten my clients so far, which is really surprising, I guess, but I'll take it.
Yeah. You know? I feel TikTok is a great one for coaching, for healers, for people that are looking for some sort of, especially considering I literally just posted on conspiracy or not. So I love TikTok because I feel like it has a lot of people on there that are looking for change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It doesn't need to be the same that they're getting everywhere else. I do love TikTok for that. Immediately, I want to say is when I tune into people and their companies, because I, in case you didn't know, I'm an intuitive revenue strategist. So a lot of times I'm tuning into companies and I'll either see green lights for pathways or I'll be like, okay, we need to clear this energy that's coming up, which through clearing the energy and shifting that and releasing it, then you're creating space for new to come through.
Okay.
New opportunities. So it's kind of like very feng shui.
I love it.
I'm doing feng shui to your energetic field, you know, like
love that the way you said that.
Oh, good.
I'm literally jotting that down. Okay.
Yeah. So your goal is of course to increase revenues. And I'll just use this because my throat is like burning. So I feel like there's something to be said. So let me just tune in really quick. Okay. So first off, what I'm seeing is an image and you're like jogging down this beautiful pathway. So the way this works is like always different for everyone. It's like, they'll just guide me. However, as long as we have the intention pure. So I'm seeing you, it's like you're jogging down a pathway. It feels like a similar path that I've been on where that's just really beautiful. It's paved and on both sides, you have like trees and bushes and leaves are falling. And I see golden leaves on the ground, red leaves as well, and brown leaves, and you're running and wearing yellow. So now I am tuning into this runner. Are you having fun is my question. Or are you running from something or running towards something? That is what I'm looking into. It appears that you are running towards something. It does feel that you are running towards something because you have to. So we want to shift up that energy because we want to choose to run towards something because we want to and we desire, and it's out of like love and passion, not because we have to, right? So through releasing the have to energy, then because we radiate everything out. So whether someone recognizes that you have to do whatever it is that you're doing or not, like it's in the energetic field, right? So their subconscious might pick up on it.
Yep.
So let's just offer a quick healing on that and bring in the receptors of safety and that you are safe and secure. You are grounded. You are purposefully running in and on your mission, bringing joy and light to all in your path. And as I do it now, all of a sudden I started seeing people like on both sides of the path. It's almost like as if you're on a race, but they're cheering you on and you're not on a race at all. Right. They're just cheering you on. They're okay. Now your hands just went out and you started like high-fiving everybody as you're running.
Right.
Just a totally different energy. Right. So I still feel a lot of energy in the throat. So I'm going to ask, do you ever feel, and I mean, you do podcasts, so you're used to asking tons of questions. Do you ever feel like you don't know what to say, or when you're coaching, like maybe you don't know what to say?
Coaching more than podcasts, because I'm newer to coaching. Podcast is, that's pretty easy for me. Yeah. And I try to do like affirmations all the time of like, always guide me to help my clients in the best way that I can, like during the sessions, but I'm new. So there can still be some nerves that come up.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I just still feel like there's just like this one little string that I'm seeing of like have to in order to move forward. So
I can tell you what that is.
You know what that is?
Yeah. The have to is like, I feel like I'm in survival mode right now with like financial situation. And so I have to, like, this has to work or I'm always going to be struggling.
Right. Yeah. I totally understand from my own personal experiences. So I wanted to remove, because now what I'm seeing is it's like a, so if you think of like when you're running and there's like a cord, like a bungee cord kind of thing, and you have this hook in your back and it literally has a tag on it that says have to, but as you're running, it's like trying to pull you back. So we want to release the have to, because when we step into the space of knowing, that the clients are coming and we're clearing the have to, we're really grounding in all of that, then that will allow the opportunities to show up. And it's also telling the universe, I trust you. Right. But it's hard to get to that space. Just Bethany, of course. Yeah. I just trust the universe. Right. I mean, you know, looking back, that amazing things have happened in the last 2 years or whatever. And maybe, you know, I feel like we should talk about some of that stuff, because I know you have quantum leaped a bit that are worth talking about and inspiring. But let's remove this cord bungee thing that's yanking you this way, because it is like tight.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we bring in angels, guides, and support to pull that off of her? And now let's allow you to have like the wind beneath your wings supporting you and moving forward. And everything in the way of that, release across all time, dimension, space, reality. And if you can't see me on here, I am kind of moving energy around as well. And I clear my throat, I yawn, I cry, I cough, all that is just shifting energy. And my throat is super dry. Okay. I am just now just shifting this energy that was behind you. There's something I just learned recently that I loved that came through a download of one of this other person that I work with.
Yeah.
And she was saying how instead of saying so-and-so has my back, it's better to say that they are by your side so that you allow God and the universe to have your back. So you're creating that space for them to step into those shoes of having your back versus a person. And then by them being by your side or like a coach, right? Then we're seeing, or friends that are just really like on your wavelength, they can see different perspectives, right? And they can see other things of what's going on. So just offering that up to you, because once I did clear the hook, mm-hmm. which I was, you know, great. It wasn't me. You actually had a team come in, but I saw all this fog behind you. So I'm like, okay, well, we need to clear that space so that God and the universe can step in and be there to support you on the backside.
Okay.
So good. So that just feels like a complete shift. So now it is still a little bit foggy, but I feel like the fog's about to clear, because what I see in front of you, which is even more important, is complete clarity. Like, it's a beautiful image. It looks like a gorgeous fall day with the yellow trees. You're in your yellow. You have the people cheering you on. You have the people that you're giving high five. And you're basically like, I'm here to support people. I support myself. I support other people. And we're making this world a better place, kind of thing. Okay. And so it is. Is there something else that I need to look at that's back here? I'm just hearing, know that you got this. Know that you are fully supported. And can we download that into her energetic field so she is fully grounded in it and knows it in her being, mind, body, and soul? Thank you. It is done, Stetson. Okay. And then just that feels like total shift right there. Okay. Now just looking into your business just to see if anything, if I'm just shown anything or not. Mm-hmm. I heard full steam ahead. Okay. So you can keep running. You're running in joy. You're running in fun, in love. And in this new energy, it really feels like the clients are going to line up, because they already did. In the image, they already did. Right. And I think that's also a great manifestation to step into, is knowing they're already there. They already did line up.
Okay. I love this.
Yay. I was a little nervous. I'm like, I do this one-on-one with sessions, but I've never done it on a podcast.
Technically, it's still kind of a session. The podcast is when it goes live. So at least
in my head, I had it as a podcast. So yeah.
I love it.
I'm seeing if there's anything else for me to offer. No, it feels really good. But I would love if you would dive into some of the struggles and how you've persevered and how you're being acknowledged. You know, you were saying you just, what was it? You're now facilitating things just because you are being you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things that like I've had to overcome or deal with or address. Two big life events happened in my life. One being I had my daughter when I was 16. Great life event. Like, love her. She's 21 now. She's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
But then at the age of 25, I lost my mom. And that was like a big hurdle, if you will. Me having my daughter that was only 10 years old at the time. So in 2020, for 10 years, I lived with debilitating anxiety, not knowing what happened, why it happened, except for I knew it was related to my mom and her dying. So the healing journey happened, but I promised myself when I started my podcast, the only way I was going to do my podcast is if I truly told people what was going on in my life and not just the Facebook highlight reels. And that was very, very well received. I would share whatever it was I was going through. I would just kind of be honest and say, today sucks. Like, today's not an easy day, whatever it was. So now that I've done that so much and shared that, people have said, or I have now said, like, vulnerability is my superpower.
It is a superpower. I want everyone to know that that is a superpower. Everyone, all the CEOs and business owners. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It really does allow for connection, because if I don't tell you something that I'm vulnerable about, but maybe it's been on your mind too, but we would never know, because if I don't share it. So it really, you could be like, oh my God, you feel this way about your business too? Like, thank you, Lord, I'm not the only one. I don't know if I answered your question totally. So we can.
Well, I remember you posted about like a breakup or something a couple years ago. And then I think there was a big move that happened.
Yep.
And I want to say that a lot of times this could be me being judgmental, which clear and transmute, I don't want to be judgmental, but I feel like a lot of people, when they post, it's from a victim mentality, and it is to gain the support that they need to feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like when you shared your experience or what was going on, it was like, you're just sharing, this is what's up in my life. Sorry, I'm taking a pause on the podcast for a couple of weeks or whatever it was.
Yep.
I'm like, I can hear, obviously I'm remembering these. I don't really remember things in general. So just, or maybe they're just reminding me right now. But it was very much not a victim. It's like, this is just what's happening. It came from a neutral energy, which I think is also beautiful.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And that was not old Melissa. Old Melissa would have been victim mentality. Old Melissa would have been like, why is this happening to me? Thankfully, since I've been on my healing journey, I am trusting that this is what is supposed to be happening. It sucks. The pain still sucks, but I'm at least trusting that everything's going to be okay. And the vulnerability obviously was there to help anybody else that might be going through that. And also just being honest, I felt like a failure in the moment of not doing a podcast episode every day, but I'm like, well, I can't cry through the whole episode, so we're going to give myself a moment, you know, and I gave myself lots of grace around that.
Beautiful. Do you do a podcast every day?
No, I meant every week, but still.
Okay. Just checking.
God, no, I'd be like cross-eyed and everything else. No, but yeah, there's been lots and lots of changes that have happened. And that breakup happened back in October. I moved in November, and just everything, you know, has just kind of really happened really fast, you know?
Yay. Yeah. Well, and I always say also, I was in a relationship for, I think I broke up at the year mark. Mm-hmm. And it was towards the last month and a half, maybe two, I started to feel really squished, so to say, like I was being drained. And it was just so fascinating, because it was I was okay, I just can't anymore. I was I was waiting for him to call it or something. Instead, mm-hmm. I took the lead, and I was this isn't happening anymore. And literally within 2 days, all these opportunities opened up, because my energy opened up. Yeah. So it's I feel when you are in the right relationship that you'll feel blossoming and opportunities in multiple areas of your life. So of course, my point is, of course, things happen fast. Because you were in your lane.
I love that. That's it. And I think that too. I think in my journal I wrote a couple years ago that I just want to be near a park in nature and walking my dog every day. And I now live right next to a park, and I'm walking my dog, not every day, but way more than I was before. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Holy crap. I said that this was going to happen.
And share with us the big wins, I feel like, that just happened with your podcast, because you're committed.
Yeah. Podcasts, downloads have just been going crazy. So that's been really good. You know, in the 3 years that I've done my podcast, I was in a 4-page spread for Podcast Magazine. I was named top 50 moms in podcasting. Mm-hmm. trying to think of what else. Hell, you might know more than me. I forgot.
I've only been doing this almost a year.
Okay. Yeah. And just getting to talk to and interview some of the world's leading experts because of I was hired by a company that found me through Upwork and they really liked my podcast and my interview quality. And so now I'm hired by them, but I create these relationships when I do those interviews. And I have now since got to bring on some of those people onto my podcast. And telling you, 3 years ago, I never thought that this would be my lane, my journey, my path or anything. Oh, and it's, that's really fast.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
With the press that you've gotten, did they find you or did you find them?
A couple I've reached out, like the news, I did pitch myself, podcast magazine. I was actually had somebody reach out to me from podcast magazine. I don't remember how she found me, but yeah, it's been a mixture of both, you know?
Yeah. And by the way that we met for anyone listening is because, and all about reaching out to the press and being able to market yourself because really, as we know, it supports credibility.
Big time.
So that's why.
Yeah. And that was like, I didn't know how much of an impact. I mean, I did, but I didn't after doing that. I'm like, oh, makes sense. I need to do that.
Oh my goodness. So good. So good. Well, loving your perseverance, loving how things are just lining up for you and how the clients that we saw in the vision were all lined up. You know, it's almost like take it or leave it. Like either way, you're making a difference in people's lives, you know?
Yeah.
Like whether you're going to support them one-on-one or in group coaching, which I get a no on as of now.
No on group coaching?
For now. Cause yep. I'm like, as soon as I said it, they were like, nope, not yet. I'm like, okay. But one-on-one does feel good regardless as you're running through, because you're like, it's like you're shaking hands, but you're like high-fiving people and they're high-fiving you. You know, like when you go to watch a marathon. So like to me, it's just such a beautiful energy because there's an exchange happening no matter what happens. And that's also neutral, but like on the positive neutral side. Yeah. So it feels really good.
I'm excited.
And I keep hearing the word blossom. So it's like bright side, be on the bright. What is the podcast again? Be on the bright side
of life.
Bright side of life. Yeah. Blossoming in life. All the bees. Bethany's here. Yeah. Blossoming. Yeah. Are you writing that down? Good.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So it feels good. Well, one of the things that I love to ask people at the end is, what are your three keys to quantum leaping?
Three keys for me to quantum leaping is faith, is clarity, and the last one. What would be the last one?
So good. Gratitude is one of the highest vibrations, higher than love and joy.
It's higher than love and joy.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not realize that. Damn.
Look up the scale of consciousness and you'll see it's like 850 or something. And love, I think, is 500. The thing is, gratitude, often we can step into gratitude, but it's usually just a moment. So the idea is, how do we sustain that? Because you can feel love maybe easier for an extended period of time, especially if you're, you know, having amazing interactions with somebody that you love, you know,
or
your pet. So, yeah. So gratitude, the challenge is being in a state of gratitude for more than a minute. And that's why I think that they tell us to write down what we're grateful for at the end of the day, because then we're falling asleep with that in that energy, which just supports us vibrationally.
I always do mine in the morning. I should do it at night too.
Yeah. 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 I'll share. This is actually coming up in a book. I'll share the short end of it is what I write at the end of the day. Well, I actually have a journal, but the journal, one of the questions is, how have I been supported today? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm acknowledging and I'm grateful, but I'm also like noticing how, you know, the world, God, and the universe is showing up for me every day.
Yeah.
And it's like a little tweak, but it helps me be in this space of like, see, I'm totally supported. I'm safe. You know,
I like
God's
that.
Got my back. I've never done so much talking on my own podcast before, unless I did it and it was just me. Oh, so good. But I feel like it was good.
Yeah.
Well, anything else that you would love to share? She's coaching.
I am. I do coach on like around self-worth, just because that's the thing that I've struggled with the most and the biggest hurdle. And I now know that it's the biggest foundation to life. Like if we don't value ourselves, then everything else is going to go by the wayside. So we kind of have to start there. So
fill up. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just want to thank you for this opportunity and for doing this, because I think it's so awesome.
I'm glad it was meant to be and we made it happen, and so fun. So fun. Yes. Thank you for being my first on that level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And yeah, keep me posted on any changes. And
I will. You
know, sometimes things happen in 24 hours.
I'm ready.
How exciting that maybe that happens. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe and let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. It fuels me to keep bringing you more guests. And if you aren't already following me on social media, check out @BethanyLondon and visit BethanyLondon.com for online programs and free healing opportunities. Or our corporate healing platform, LondonHeights.co. Don't hesitate to tag me and our guests with your favorite quotes for a reshare. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. And in the meantime, wishing you that quantum leap.
Electric Acid. Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonize your mind, body, and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together we explore vibrations, frequencies, and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress, and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Electric.